The most closely guarded secret in recruiting. How do recruiters determine victory? It's really quite simple. They gain commitment from their applicants. There's no accession credit for people who don't join. Successful recruiters are in front of better qualified leads and applicants more often than unsuccessful recruiters. Given that truth, do you remember exactly how the Air Force Reserve defines a qualified lead? There are five distinct and clear characteristics, and the more often you are in front of a person who has all five, the more successful you will be. Let's review the five. 1. They have a need for the Air Force Reserve recruiting opportunity and are aware of it. Your job as a recruiting professional is to position yourself in front of someone who has a need for one or more of the Air Force Reserve's features and is fully aware of it. An unrecognized need is the same as no need at all. 2. They have the authority and ability to qualify for the Air Force Reserve lifestyle opportunity. You'll notice it's both the authority and the ability. Recruiting failures are a result of recruiters who have logged lots of time in front of leads or applicants who have lots of authority and no ability, or lots of ability and no authority, or no authority and no ability. In any of these three cases, you'll lose. You can't enlist or commission someone who's unable or unauthorized to make a commitment. 3. They have a sense of urgency about the decision. In some cases, that could mean right now. For others, it could be in a month, or maybe at the end of the next semester. Bottom line, there is some definite time horizon that has a clearly defined end or commitment date. Remove urgency, and you'll remove a sense of completion. And a tip here, don't try to create a deadline for your lead or applicant by making artificial statements like, there's only one opening in the career field you're interested in, so you have to make up your mind today or the job will be gone tomorrow. Or, the bonus program could go away at any time, so if you want a bonus, you need to join right now. That ploy is outdated, irrelevant, and offensive at best, manipulative at worst. 4. They have a certain level of trust in you and the Air Force Reserve. Remove trust, and you remove the ability to be perceived as a positive, proactive problem solver. Remove trust, and you remove the trusted advisor role you need to have. And always remember, trust is far more essential than just being liked. 5. They are willing to listen to you. Unfortunately, this is where most inexperienced or marginally successful experienced recruiters make their mistake. They will overlook the first four characteristics and settle only for the fifth. The most fundamental secret to great recruiting success is to invest a certain amount of your time guaranteeing you are in front of as many qualified leads and applicants as possible. The secret to selling an Air Force Reserve commitment is never just in the selling. It is in the consistent, effective, and ongoing effort tied to being in front of qualified leads and applicants when they are ready to commit to join, not when you need to fill a vacancy.